In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, not even one thing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not grasp it. A man came once sent from God, and His name was John. He came as a witness to testify. Came into being through Him, and yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not accept Him. Oh, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children.
And dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about Him and called out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who is coming after me has proved to be my superior, because He existed before me. For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. In the arms of the Father, He has explained Him. This is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites to Him from Jerusalem to ask Him, 'Who are you?' And He confessed and did not deny. And this is what He confessed, 'I am not.' So they asked Him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And He said, 'I am not.' 'Are you the prophet?' And He answered, 'No.' Then they said to Him, 'Who are you? Tell us so that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one.' Why then are you baptizing if you are
was baptizing people.
Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is he in behalf of whom I said, "After me is coming a man who has proved to be my superior, because he existed before me and I did not recognize him. But so that he would be revealed to Israel, I came baptizing in water." And John testified, saying, "I have seen the Spirit descend and have testified that this is the Son of God." Again the next day John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you seeking?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter.
The next day he decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses wrote in the law, and the prophets also wrote, Jesus the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good be from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?"
Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
Jesus answered and said to him, because I said,